Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, and this is a dictation for comprehensive counseling for November 4, 2024. I dictated 11 dictation, but I got the result of only 9, and 2 dictations are missing. I don't know what is, I did it, but again, just to remind you, I'm going to redo it. The patient is Snipe, S-N-I-P-E, Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. His date of birth is 10-4-1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Date of evaluation is November 4, 2024. Patient was seen via Doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Leonard is a 62-year-old widow Caucasian African-American male who has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder with history of diabetes and hypertension. Patient has inconsistent compliance with the medication. Last month, his wife deceased. Since then, he has been undergoing a lot of stress. Today, he was telling me that he does not know what will happen, how he can pay more than $1,200 rent for his house. He is living with his son. Although he is getting disability, but it was not sufficient money to pay the mortgage, or pay the rent and other household activities. Patient was given support, redirection, encouraged to talk with the disability office. Also, from other family members to be involved. If he does not know anyone, he can call comprehensive counseling and talk with the therapist. Patient described that he is having trouble in sleep, does not sometimes hear voices, but denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation. I further encourage that he should continue taking his medication. Yet, he is on lamotrigine, 25 mg BID, melatonin 10 mg daily, trazodone 150 mg daily, fluphenazine 2.5 mg daily, and seroquel 300 mg daily. Risk benefit side effect, I explained. It was encouraged that for counseling, he can go to the church, talk about his feeling, and resolve the issues, to which he agreed and he promised that he is going to do it, and also willing to comply with treatment. He was alert, oriented, mood was sad, affect, depressed, speech was slurred, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations, or any perceptive feeling. Judgment sight has been limited. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of arthralgia, restlessness, schizoaffective disorder. Recent stress due to death of his wife, financial issues, other psychosocial issues. I have sent the prescription for 30 days with encouragement for compliance. Also, he was encouraged that he should call the office, Social Security office, and maybe talk to other ways to deal with his situation. Period. Prognosis guarded. Next elevation. Next elevation is Riaz Florence, R-A-Y-O-S, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C. His date of birth is 8-11-1962. Date of birth is 2. Data telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subjective Ajita. Florence described that she has been doing good. She has changed dialysis center from Corwell Center to, she is going to Greenfield Dialysis Center. The staff, she believes, over there was quite nice and supportive. She describes since she is going there, she is feeling better. She is not depressed, suicidal, She was happy, pleasant, coherent, logical, taking all her medications, including olanzapine 10 mg daily, Tegretol 300 mg at bedtime, Zoloft 50 mg daily. She also on prophylactic treatment for the bilateral mastectomy, and also taking Sensipar for chronic kidney disease. Her current weight is 125 pounds. Patient was alert, oriented, having good eye contact, mood pleasant, affect was appropriate, no irritability and agitation, judgment sight is improved, also bipolar mood disorder is stable, chronic kidney disease on dialysis, status post bilateral mastectomy, prognosis got it, end of dictation. And I have seen one more dictation was missing. The name of the patient is Maurice Thompson, Maurice, Maurice Thompson, Maurie Thompson, Thompson, date of birth is 9/3/1973, telephone number is 313-766-8192. Subject, patient was seen via Doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Date of evaluation is 11/4/2024. Subjective agita. Mori is a 51-year-old, single, African-American female, and living with her younger daughter. Period. She has been in treatment for depression, attention deficit disorder. She is working as a nursing supervisor in a local long-term facilities. She described that medication has been helping her. She is sleeping good, eating good. She is not feeling hopeless or helpless or worthless. She is much better and more focused at work. She is taking Focalin XR 10 mg in the morning, 10 in the evening. She described throughout the day she is focused with her and has been productive. Patient was, she was lot of, she was thinking about lot of stress in her life, which has been interfering with her functioning. Initially, she has to drop her daughter to school on a daily basis. She has, secondly, she is alone, get tired and fatigued, and her medical condition is also flared up. She was assaulted at work by one of the resident. Due to that, she got neck injury, back injury, and has been has undergone ablation of the thoracic region. I'm currently getting Toradol and Estride in intrathecal injection for the pain. She was also diagnosed having she also having a fibromyalgia. Period. Patient who does not like to be on Cymbalta as it was not helping. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euphoric, affect was pleasant. Patient was provided support, insight, and also understanding about her ongoing difficulties and current stresses, which has been also causing stress. For that, she was recommended deep breathing exercise and also social interaction, and try to avoid, not to worry about too much things. To which she agreed, and she is going to work on it. Assessment, major depressive disorder, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, plan, continuous supportive plan. I think Thompson, Murray, you have, it is already dictated to delete it, okay? Only two patients are there which are not in the list. One is Leonard Snipe, and second patient which you have not transcribe is Florence Reyes, FLORENCRAYOS. Thank you very much. And Maury, I'm sorry it was redicted. Don't transcribe it. Bye. Bye-bye.